SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. The government has appointed lawyer and businesswoman Gillian Siegel as Australia's first anti-Semitism envoy. It was expected the position would be announced alongside an Islamophobia envoy, which the government says will be announced shortly. Ms. Siegel will advise the government on issues relating to anti-Semitism and social cohesion, and engage with the community to increase understanding. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says combating anti-Semitic feeling is especially important in the wake of the current conflict in the Middle East.
It is important that we combat discrimination in all of its forms. We have seen, since October 7 last year, a significant rise in anti-Semitism in Australia. And that is why the government has made the decision to appoint a special envoy on anti-Semitism. And I'm very pleased that Gillian Siegel has agreed to take up that role.
The federal government has, for the first time, published an advisory that attributes malicious cyber activities to a group acting on behalf of China. The Australian Signals Directorate says the notorious APT40 group has been targeting Australian government and private sector networks and says it will continue to do so. APT40 is considered a Chinese state-sponsored cyber espionage group. The federal government is committing an extra $6.3 million to bolster banking infrastructure in the Pacific region. The money is aimed at improving financial security by encouraging Australian banks to stay in the region. It comes amidst an increased push by Australia to devote resources to the region to counter China's attempts to win influence there. Australia has joined international condemnation of Russia's latest fatal missile attacks on Ukraine, most notably one on a children's hospital in the capital, Kyiv. At least 41 civilians, including two children, have been killed in rare daytime air attacks across the country. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has condemned the attacks and says Australia continues to support the Ukrainian people. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is vowing revenge for the attacks.
Безперечно, ми все, що зруйнували ці терористи, ми відновимо і безперечно ми відповімо.
Beyond any doubt, we are going to rebuild everything that these terrorists have destroyed. And beyond any doubt, we are going to answer these savages from Russia. Everyone that was injured will get all necessary help. And we pledge to work on bringing Russia to justice for the terror and Putin for his orders to carry out these strikes.
In rugby league, Queensland hooker Ben Hunt says playing at home brings the best out of his side, as they look to bounce back from a 20-point loss in next week's third and deciding game of the State of Origin series against New South Wales in Brisbane. Coach Billy Slater has reshuffled Queensland's backline for the final game, with Kalyn Ponga and Dane Gagai returning to the side after their loss in Game 2. Hunt says Queensland is comforted by the fact they have previously bounced back from a Game 2 defeat to win Game 3 in Brisbane and win the series.
It's definitely, you know, a pretty bad defeat down in Melbourne, and you know, something that, you know, we're looking at and looking to improve. And you know, we were there in that same year, 2022. We had a pretty bad loss in Game 2, I believe, and then, you know, come to Brisbane and obviously won in a tight game. And you know, I think it's going to be like that come Wednesday night. It's going to be a real tight battle. It's going to be a tough game, and you know, one that both teams are going to be up for.
I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.